Proverbs 13.
A wise child loves discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke.
From the fruit of their words, good persons eat good things.
But the desire of the treacherous is for wrongdoing.
Those who guard their mouths preserve their lives.
Those who open wide their lips come to ruin. The appetite of the lazy craves and gets nothing,
while the appetite of the diligent is richly supplied. The righteous hate falsehood,
but the wicked act shamefully and disgracefully.
Righteousness guards one whose way is upright,
but sin overthrows the wicked. Some pretend to be rich, yet have nothing. Others pretend to be poor, yet have great wealth. Wealth is a ransom for a person's life, but the poor get no threats.
The light of the righteous rejoices,
but the lamp of the wicked goes out. By insolence, the heedless make strife,
but wisdom is with those who take advice.
Wealth hastily gotten will dwindle,
but those who gather little by little will increase it. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life.
Those who despise the word bring destruction on themselves,
but those who respect the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, so that one may avoid the snares of death. Good sense wins favor,
but the way of the faithless is their ruin.
The clever do all things intelligently,
but the fool displays folly. A bad messenger brings trouble,
but a faithful envoy, healing.
Poverty and disgrace are for the one who ignores instruction,
but one who heeds reproof is honored. A desire realized is sweet to the soul,
but to turn away from evil is an abomination to fools.
Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise,
but the companion of fools suffers harm. Misfortune pursues sinners,
but prosperity rewards the righteous. The good leave an inheritance to their children's children,
but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. The field of the poor may yield much food, but it is swept away through injustice. Those who spare the rod hate their children,
but those who love them are diligent to discipline them. The righteous have enough to satisfy their appetite,
but the belly of the wicked is empty.